Hi, it's Tap Horner. Thanks for tuning in to the For Your Success podcast, an inspirational program about creating the lifestyle and legacy impact you want to have. Your host today is a Christian author, speaker, business coach, and program development expert who will help you design, grow, and delight in doing business as worship, because that is true success. And now, here's my lovely wife, Katie Horner.
Welcome back to the For Your Success podcast. I'm excited to have several guests with me today. We are going to be talking about how to add a live event component to your course or your program to make it an even better experience for your people. So wherever you're listening to this, we want to invite you to scroll down, leave us a comment or a review so we know your thoughts and questions even for future episodes. These are some of my friends and clients, people that have been in some of our programs who've agreed to come on today and talk with us about adding a live component to the course so that your experience for your students can be even better. And so what I'd like to do is just go around, let each of them introduce themselves, and then we will dive into some questions here. So PJ, let's start with you.
Hi, my name is PJ Petaniak, and I'm a life coach with my business, WonderAndGraceLifeCoaching.com. And that has a couple of components. One, I help people manage their health and their weight. And also, I am an ESOL teacher, so English as a second language.
Great. Myrna?
Hi, I'm Myrna Buckles. I am a direct sales team leader coach, and my company is Legacy in Action. And you can reach me at my email, mjbuckles@icloud.com.
Awesome. Thanks. Jennifer?
Hi, I'm Jennifer Leah from Secret to Visibility Online. I help you cut through the noise online to get visible easily. They're value-rich and engaging content and strategy that educates your audience in what you offer, how to get it, and why they need it in their life. You can connect with me on my website, scalemybusinessonlinkedin.com.
Lovely. Thank you so much. So we're excited to have each of you here today. And of course, for those of you listening or watching, we'll have how to connect with them in our show notes for today's episode. But what we want to dive into is, how do you add a live component to the courses or programs that you have? And what kind of an impact does that have on the program itself and the success for your people? And so I'm just going to open the floor and ask who would like to begin and share some experience there.
I'll go. One of the things that I've been thinking about related to adding that component is, those have been some of the most transformational times for me, because we dig deeper, we work through material that we wouldn't normally maybe work through. And a great example was when we went through the book, The Big Leap, and that really was transformational for me. So I think that live component adds a crucial piece to your students.
Yeah. And I think that it gives you a chance perhaps to go through some things that you can't fit into regular meetings or regular classes. I know every single class I've ever taught, there's always something that comes up that's a little bit outside of the curriculum that's been pre-planned, right? And I think that the live, whether it's an extra live session or even a live retreat like we do with some of our masterminds, it gives you a chance to dive deeper into some of those things that crop up as you're going through it.
Right. And I think it gives the student a chance to, those are the times when I feel like I advance the fastest.
That's interesting. Would you feel the same way, PJ? Do you think you advance faster because of those live times?
I think that you advance faster because there's a connection with the people that you're learning from and with. And I know that, as I said, I have a couple of different hats that I wear. But with my life coaching, I'm dealing with people, usually moms who have lost their children. And it's fine to talk to them, but they need to be heard. So I need to listen to them. And I can do that online in a course where we, you know, talk like this in a Zoom or any platform, or where we break into small groups when you have a course. But to be able to meet somebody in person, even if it's one time, even if it's a short time, being able to see the person's face. And I remember when I did meet someone live from our group, I had no idea that she was as tiny as she is, because in the pictures, she looks so big. So one thing that I also know is that when you are live, you can have props. So I know I introduced myself, and of course, I forgot this to say that I am wonderandgracelifecoaching.com. Now, of course, this looks backwards to you because I'm not mirrored on this. But when you're live, you can go, oh, I need to explain something and I can use something and I can get up and move around and not be connected to the headset and all that. But I think also with my teaching, I know teaching is not the same thing as having a course, but it's similar in, you know, I'm teaching children and some adults. But most of my people, I don't know. I don't teach them in person. They're not local. They're overseas. And I have about 5 different countries now. I dream of the time when I would be able to meet them in person. So for me, more than anything, it is the idea of that personal connection of getting to know who is teaching you and really, you know, not just hearing them laugh, but seeing them laugh and cry or just being able to give somebody that hug instead of, you know, just everything being virtual. So that's why it's so important. And that's why you advance. That's why being a queen is great, because I know the people that I have only ever met one of them in person, but I feel closer to these people than I do most people that I may have met years ago, you know, as friends, because here we're getting to see each other all the time online. But if we had that live conference, wow. And I can't wait for that time.
Yeah. And I think as an educator and Jennifer being a homeschool mom and PJ being an educator of people who are learning English, we have this, the educator understanding of the fact that people need to be able to talk back in order to learn. And I think with so many courses these days being just DIY, you're taking in and taking in and taking in, when in reality, a vast majority of the humans on the planet need to be able to verbally process and spit it back out to someone to know that they've learned it. And, you know, we say in our Spanish Lemonhouse curriculum, we've said for the last 10 years, the way you know that a child learns is when they can teach it to someone else, not when they can memorize it and pass a test, but when they can actually explain it to someone else. And I think that as adults, we tend to forget that. We think, oh, I heard it, I learned it. And no, you didn't learn it until you can explain it to someone else. And that takes an interactive component. What would you add to that, Jennifer?
I think that there definitely is a personal connection that comes from spending that time and working together. And I think that's been the biggest push in my business is when we had those live events with Queens or, you know, with a couple other groups I've done. But with Queens especially, it's been transformational to actually come together. And that's when those get cemented. And it's even that, and I've said this, that, you know, you teach us the same thing several times and you would think that because I've gone through this training 5-6 times and like, I don't need to hear it again. But every time I do it, I get something else out of it because I'm at a different place. My business is at a different place. I have a better understanding of how it works. And so just having that time to actually sit and dwell on it and work on it, as opposed to, you know, like this is how you do it and move on, is very important. And it's something that I brought into my business with the doing trainings. Because I think that there's something about even when it's virtual, actually being live where you can ask questions and interactive and actually doing what you're learning about.
Mm-hmm. And for those that are listening and maybe thinking, okay, I see the importance of the live. I see what you're saying about the feedback and the doing and the, you know, the verbal processing and the relationships aspect even, but how do I add that in? What are some of the things that you all have experienced in courses that you've been a participant of where a live component was added in? Like what types of live things? Let's sort of brainstorm some ideas here on how to incorporate live into a course or program.
I could share this part, and this isn't per se a course, but it is business related. And it's what we then bring back from a convention, a big convention. I mean, thousands of people. One of the things I do, I serve people as a health coach with Optavia, and we go to our yearly convention and sometimes going there proud that we're healthy ourselves with our weight, sometimes not, but we come back remotivated. And remotivated to get ourselves healthy, remotivated to have our business work more. remotivated to share what we have learned at that huge convention. I'm talking, like I said, thousands of people. The same thing with VIP Kid, which is the platform I use most of the time to teach my children English. They have a convention, or they did, and I'm hoping that that's going to come back at some point. But the idea is that that might be big. It might be in an area where I can't go this year, but I can still maybe watch online or whatever it is. I can bring that back to my own group and locally meet. And it doesn't have to be a big, huge meeting. It doesn't have to be expensive. It doesn't have to be fancy. It could be at a church. It could be at a, you know, possibly if a school would rent space, or kind of a JC's kind of a building or something like that, or a hotel or a camp or something. There's a million places. We just have to think outside of the box, especially in this era of where we can meet. How long can we meet? What are the accommodations? Is it beneficial to stay overnight and, you know, have some activity at night and then, you know, breakfast in the morning? Also, you know, what is the center of your business? If it is a Christian business, when are you going to incorporate those parts of your faith, or, you know, how that needs to be incorporated into what you're teaching that weekend? So I think that one thing too to remember is, yes, you need to have the space, but you also need to have the space that's somewhat private at times anyway, so that people can possibly break away, not with interruptions, especially, you know, in my situation, dealing with moms who've lost their children, they need that privacy and that comfort. And, you know, so there's all these kinds of things, you know, planning a big event, but even in the small event, you have to incorporate all of those things too. I think you almost want to put each other, you know, the big and the small, and say, well, my small, do I need that? No. Or yeah, I still do, just on a smaller scale.
Awesome. Myrna?
I had a very unique experience in that I did a VIP day with Katie. And I think that's another component you can add in that is so powerful, because we work with you all the time. We see you. You look like you're in a great office, a big office. And in reality, it's different. And to see,
it's actually this little tiny thing that eventually will be a walk-in closet. And right now, there's just an office space.
But to see how you work, how your kids are incorporated in your business, how you flow through the day, made a huge difference for me. And I think also I had a huge impactful experience when, in just an odd moment, I had her old flip-flops on. You know, it seemed like such a silly thing, but it was so powerful to me because I felt like I'm stepping in her shoes. This is what it's like. And that was huge. And so you can't have those powerful moments without those kinds of components.
Yeah, that's true. And I think that the larger your reach with your courses and your programs, the more important it is for you to connect with your people as a human. Right. And those live times, even live outside of the norm, really let you guys, you know, because what can you do in an hour a week? Like, we get in, we talk about our business stuff, or you do the training and you hit the points and you answer the questions and you're gone. You don't see that real life happening behind the scenes that you can when you get together, even if it's just a day, like Myrna saying, a VIP day. Right. But when you can do those kinds of things in real life, or even a longer virtual event, you get to see more of that, the person behind what they're teaching, and that can be just as impactful. What were you going to add, Jennifer?
I think that two ways that we have gotten together in through Queens and other programs I've done with you, and that I get together with my people, is doing like a live Q&A. So it's not necessarily a training, or it's not scripted or planned, but just come together and have open discussions about something that you learned, or do a, you know, what's going on right now type of question answer, and get people talking about what is happening in the background. Because whatever they're learning, there is all that background stuff that affects it. And so some sort of open forum where you can actually have discussion, I think, is so beneficial. And it doesn't have to be very regimented, because it'll be beneficial, and you'll get to talk about things that do directly
But I don't think that you have to say, well, we can only talk about this subject, because people are more than that one subject, right? We're talking about building community and serving the whole person. And if you have something going on the side, or something that's big, or even something that's good that's big on the side, you can't fully focus on that until you process how that relates to each other, until you know that people understand or at least are passionate about what you're going through. So I think that's a big thing that is easy to do, right? It's just opening a Zoom room for an hour or two and having a discussion. But the other thing is that I have some courses where then I do one-on-one sessions with the people who are in there. So everybody's doing it at their own pace, but we sit down one-on-one once a week and work on something that's related to the course.
Yeah. It helps to motivate and move them through, I think, in a way that we can continue to serve them, continue to know what, you know, what's going on. And that's where I say, like, if you've only ever done DIY, you really need to try adding a live component, right? And if you have done the live, like, there's lots of different ways to add the different live aspects in that can enhance the program, whether it is a Q&A or a live, come, to, let's work on our homework at the same time, all on Zoom, so we've got that accountability kind of thing, or whether it's an actual weekend away. And one of the things that I love doing when we get to host our live in-person retreats for our people in our programs, I love to plan some sort of an unexpected activity. And it's usually a surprise, so nobody can like fake their way out of it, right? But it's like, okay, so this is what we're doing today. And then to do something that would be like totally out of the norm. And yeah, I love surprises anyway. Not all of my people do, which is part of, you know, you have to figure that out with your planning. We're not doing anything dangerous. We're not doing anything that would, you know, that would go against those that might have physical limitations or things like that. It's something everyone can participate in, but might not choose to do if it was up to them, right? And when you get to do something like that in a group that takes you out of your comfort zone, there's a different level of bonding that happens when you see people in that space and how they respond, what their reactions are, what kind of conversations that brings up, right? And you get to see a different side of the people that you've studied with. What we're studying together or what we're working on together in the program brings us together. But we are so many different people with so many different facets to how God created us that the bonds that can happen through those shared experiences can just make that process even more beneficial for everyone, because you're bringing that experience back into the next lesson or the next get together. And it can just really, really heighten the learning for everyone. PJ, what were you going to add?
I was just going to say, kind of piggybacking on what you're talking about, the fact that everybody is different and has different likes and desires and ways of learning. But, you know, when you go to Zoom sometimes to have a course and you're watching, so many people have their cameras turned off and you don't really get to see them or know them. And so when you're live in person and, you know, most people are, well, you don't have something that you can cover up, you know, we're all seen and they might be off in space or they might be taking notes or they might be distracted or they might be chatting in the corner or whatever, and not necessarily being the best student, but that's the way that they are and that's the way they're learning. And even for them, those relationships that they're making or what they're gaining or what they're not learning, whatever, it's all them. And it is important because then you can take that back as a coach or as the teacher or the leader of your program and go, oh yeah, remember this person really isn't as focused, or maybe they are, maybe they love remember that dancing part we got to do at the live event? Well, you can incorporate that even from our little seats or something. You know, so I think that people get tired of being at the computer all the time, but you have to then get out and do something live when you can, but also use some of those live ideas and events right here, which is lots of times when we play games and put music on and put on a mask or glasses or do something fun, even, you know, in right. a Zoom. But it all has to come together and you need a little bit for everyone and the way that they learn.
There's all kinds of things we have to do in life. And if we have to do them, we may as well make them fun, right?
Exactly.
Exactly. I think that's one of the things that's important to know is when you add that live component, whether it's a retreat or something over Zoom or in person, is the thought and the energy that goes into planning it. Because, you know, I would have never really thought about the value of some of that, but all the little things you do, Katie, that I've seen have really, they just enhance everything. And you can tell you haven't just thrown it together. You've thought about it and what it means and what you can do with it. And I think that's huge. And it adds a fun component for you to put it together and for us to get it. So yeah.
Thank you, ladies, for being here with us today. I appreciate all of your insights and really excited for folks to dig into the show notes and connect with Myrna and Jennifer and PJ, our special guests. Thank you for sharing your experience. And we want to encourage everyone to connect with you all and get to know you in your courses and programs as well. And if you've got a question about this episode, if you've got something that you might have added to the discussion, we would love to hear. If you want to send us a note or leave a comment or a review, we love hearing from our audience and would love to have that from you. And we hope to see you, if not at our event coming up, CourseMasteryLive.com, then we hope to see you on another episode. Thank you, guys. Have a wonderful day.
So I'm Katie Horner of HandprintLegacy.com, obsessed with helping faith-based entrepreneurs design, grow, and delight in the business that affords you the lifestyle and legacy impact you want to have. It's been my honor today to host you on the For Your Success podcast, and I do hope you'll scroll down wherever you're hearing this and leave me a comment or review. You can get all of today's links and show notes over at foryoursuccesspodcast.com. And until next time, remember, my friend, your message matters.
You've been so caught up in figuring out how to market your business the quote, right way, you've found yourself overwhelmed and your dream a little muddied. What if a simple mindset reset could help you realign your vision, refine your expectations, and revive that dream for your business? I'm Katie Horner, author of The Flamingo Advantage, and for 2 decades, I've been teaching business owners just like you how to make your business and marketing decisions with faith, with clarity, and with purpose, empowering God's people to live out their best worship through the business. My framework teaches how to realign your mindset and your business practices with God's word so that you no longer operate in fear or lack of criticism, but in confidence and powerful intention. I'd love to invite you to grab a free copy of my book, Just Pay Shipping, at freeflamingobook.com. You, my friend, have an advantage, and your uniqueness helps you live out God's purpose for you in the world. freeflamingobook.com.